Did you see the comments from Deontay Wilder yesterday?
No, what, on the Boxing Voice?
Yes.
It's like he goes on this little channel. That's about all the media he can do these days, on the Boxing Voice. I mean,
deal with this behind closed doors. A lot of negotiations can go on over social media and YouTube channels and stuff. But
Wilder! Let's go, baby!
The podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me.
You are now tuned into the Boxing Voice Radio. Join us every Thursday and Sunday live at 7 p.m. Eastern Time.
TheBoxingVoice.com.
Matt, on the real, I'm going to be playing that for a while. I mean, it's a feather in my cap. It's a notch on my belt. It's like one of the women I slept with in my lifetime. You know what I mean? It's a check in the box. Like, yo, I've done it. I've made it to a place where Eddie Hearn is forced to mention my name, not once, but twice in a matter of one sentence. So I feel good about that. I also feel good. We're actually here to discuss our Border Wars Season 3, and you and I have already purchased our flights. The fighters have started camp. Dues are due. Some have paid. We're waiting, but we got a lot to talk about. We're talking Season 3 of Border Wars, and as you see in the headline, Chris Marvin, is it off? I don't know. We've received a alarming email from Chris, but we'll get into all the details that is Border Wars Season 3 right after we head on out to the Golden State.
Dollar D. Beyonce Productions.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Boxingwiz.com. Here, haters beware. And man, this sucks if this is the case. Obviously, this is not confirmed yet, but Chris Garcia was hospitalized with a infection in his neck. He is currently on IV and in and out of sleep. So I do not know whether or not we can count on him to make a full training camp and get ready for a fight against Marvin, which is a very tough fight. I think TBV Promotions will definitely start probably looking for backups to Chris Garcia. Definitely a big bummer. I was really looking forward to that fight, but obviously so much more to get into. Basically, the trip's finalized in a sense because we're going this. So if we're going to Florida, the trip's happening. So that's great. The card's finalized, so let's chop it up.
It is great news. You know, I got to say credit to Jose and everyone else that is working behind the scenes. It's really feeling like our very best Border Wars thus far. Just the organization of it, the way that these fighters have committed, you know, that kind of means something. You know, I was getting my glass of water, getting ready for this, and I'm saying to myself, wow, we actually have a league. You know, I wonder what's it going to be five seasons from now. How's it going to look?
True, and it's going to be very interesting because, I mean, we have guys that are becoming, like, not stars within TBV, but they're becoming known. Like, guys like Eric Cruz are known. Like, you see, like, people in the YouTube chat, Facebook chat, like, recognize Eric Cruz or recognize some of these people that have been in Border Wars. So it's just great to see, you know, the building of the TBV community in any way is a good way. So I'm hyped. I mean, like you said, five seasons from now, what's it going to be like? God knows what, you know, whether it's going to be on a streaming service of some sort, God knows, but, I cannot wait to see, what the future, holds for this event. Nestor, I know you're going to some callers. Obviously, we're going to have Marvin on the show. He is on the line. And we're going to obviously try to get maybe a hold of maybe Eric Garcia because, you know, Chris is hospitalized in some sense. So get some sort of, you know, word from Team Canada about what happened with Chris, the severity of it, how worried we should be about him making the fight. These are all things that definitely should be of a concern. So I am definitely hesitant to make any determination on this fight going forward. Even though this was, in my opinion, one of the sleeper fights of the card, this was potentially going to be the best fight on the card.
Yeah, it's definitely a fight that I was looking forward to. I'm glad you jumped right into that because I think Chris is a, not only is he a tough guy, but he's a strong, durable person. Mm-hmm. He's also strong-willed. I've seen him in our Border Wars private chat. Maybe one day you'll sign up and you'll be granted access into the many, many conversations that a group of family really is what we've become. But what we go through on a day-to-day basis with guys like Marvin and Eric and Mitty, Rob, Fugatti, just numerous others. And in that chat, Chris is involved. And whenever there was questions of what direction to go with this season's Border Wars, he always gave his opinion. And I think that it was always well thought out. I just feel like he is 100% a part of this. He's going through whatever he's going through now. We have plenty of time. It's about 90 days away. You know, professionals use 8 weeks. So I think everyone should be okay, regardless of what may pop up or not. You know, I mean, this thing, these type of things happen in real fighting. You know, people get the flu, like Gennady versus Rosado. He had the flu.
We also know that fights do get canceled. Like we, in our first Border Wars event, we had numerous fights get canceled last minute. You know, like that does happen in these events. So I would not be surprised if Chris, you know, let's say 30 days from now, where that, you know, that window of training camp is really getting small for a guy that is a novice. Because remember, you said a pro needs 8 weeks, but we ain't pros. We need more time than that. We need a lot more time running because we have day jobs, etc. We have other lives. This is a part-time thing for most people. They need more than just 8 weeks of training because they're most likely only training what sparring, maybe two times a week, maybe three if they're pushing it. You know, if they're smart, they're at least running once a day. But that isn't enough for 8 weeks for a novice, let alone these two heavyweights. They need more time. Look at Marvin. Marvin's already training. Marvin already started training camp. So if Chris is 30 days behind on Marvin, who already has 30 days up on him in training, that means something. For the cardio, that is relevant to this fight. So if I'm on Chris's team, I'm advising him to definitely be hesitant about taking this fight going forward, depending on the severity of it. Because
well,
again, you don't know
this. Good thing you're not on Chris's team.
It sounds very bad.
Good thing you're not on Chris's team because you're the reason Santiago has a loss instead of a win on his record. When I tried to give him the right fight, you were advising him and you advised him not to take it. Just like you want to be advising Chris, and you're advising him wrong again. Yo, listen, bottom fucking line is...
Marvin's a tough fight, man. Marvin
is there for the taking, bro. Fuck all that. He just had a kid. They switched his shift. He's working night shifts now. You know what I'm saying? And if he's still not on the midnight gravy train, brother, he's working the second shift, all right? It's difficult to find sparring, you know, when you're working from 4 to, let's say, 10 o'clock at night. You know what I mean? Where are you getting your training? The park. We seen what happened last time. Mouthpiece hanging out his mouth. You know, look.
You seen him in the gym, and he beat Aaron Cantu, who was an athlete. Aaron Cantu was a former, like, Division I quarterback in college. What are you talking about here?
Yeah, okay. And with no experience in the ring.
And neither does Chris. And Chris obviously isn't an athlete either. So okay. I think
who landed more shots on their opponent? Who seems more accurate? Who's more active? Who had more of a gas tank? Like, you're bugging right now, bro. Bugging. Easily Chris's favorite. Injury, no injury. Still favorite. He's taller.
No.
He's taller, heavier, stronger, more active.
With the injury that he is the favorite. The instant you have an injury, you are no longer should be favored for that fight.
Well, maybe if you're that big of a favorite, even with an injury, you're still
not that big of a favorite. Ness, what are you talking about? It's an even fight.
That's what you think, but you also thought that Santiago wasn't ready for fucking Zach.
I didn't say he wasn't ready for that. I never said that. I said I wanted Chris.
When that fight was offered first, you was like, nah, nah. You put your boy in there with someone bigger. And right now, he's still bigger. And it ain't your boy. We're talking about Chris. He's bigger than Marvin.
Okay.
Marvin has, listen, both men have tape to watch.
Cantu was bigger than Marvin. Cantu had, what, 8 inches of reach, 5 inches of height?
And we see how difficult it was.
He got touched up.
And we see how difficult it was for Marvin. Thank God that he had
it. Or Marvin, what are you talking about? He won every round.
Won
every round.
Thank God he had more tank than Aaron.
Yo, I give Marvin the most shit in the chat. It's crazy that I have to defend him here because the motherfucker puts in the work. He's in the gym already. He's posted videos in the chat. Maybe you're not in the chat, but I am.
Wait a minute. You want a Scooby snack because he's in the gym, brother?
Yo, one guy's in the gym, one guy's in the hospital.
Okay.
That means something.
You know what it means? Mayweather, McGregor, regardless, one is levels above the other.
They're both McGregors because they're both novices. They're both 1-0.
Oh, El Natural. Papi, el nombre del se llama El Natural. His name is The Natural. It's a reason. He showed you that. If you didn't see natural ability in the ring.
No, I'm not arguing.
I get it. No. I just realized what the fuck is going on here. I'm like, yo, why am I going back and forth with this kid? You can talk hot on the internet, boy. That's that goofy shit. We're the internet, boy. But you gotta shit on Chris because he beat the shit out your man.
No, Chris is the favorite. Chris is the favorite. I argued that from the
beginning. You just said he wasn't the favorite.
That's not what I argued. I'm arguing with an injury. That changes things. It does. Imagine the guy's a torn ACL. Like, to me...
My man's in the bed. He ain't saying nothing about ACLs. You giving hypothetical injuries.
But listen to me here. But missing out on, what, over a third of your training camp?
Oh, my man. Training camp ain't even started.
For a guy that's 250-plus pounds, you can't take that away.
250? He ain't trying to come down to 210 like Joseph Parker.
I'm not saying trying to come down, but not working out, and you're 250? That means something, Ness. You can't take that away.
This guy is an athlete.
Man, one guy's putting in the miles. One guy's in the bed taking IVs.
Listen to me. I'm not taking anything away, but what happens is I'm not going to let you overlook Chris's natural ability. Let's not forget he plays soccer on a daily basis.
He's a better boxer than Marvin. Absolutely. He's a better boxer than Marvin. Absolutely. And
he plays soccer is the point I'm trying to make. They play soccer on a daily basis. That's cardio. Right. That's running.
Not right now.
And let's just be clear that the injury that you're speaking of is a neck infection. A neck infection. He probably had some sort of motherfucking allergic reaction to one of his fucking girlfriend's lipsticks and she kissed him on the neck. Whatever. Look, we can't spend too much time on that.
The guy's taking IVs and was hospitalized.
Yeah. He could have an allergic reaction.
I've never been hospitalized for just an infection.
Well, he's on the line. Don't worry about it. We don't need no more of you assuming. He's on the line. We don't need no more of you assuming. How about that?
Let's go to him.
No, we got other topics we need to get to. You just...
No, let's go. He is the topic. So let's go to him.
OMG. I am so excited.
Chris, talk to us, man. Can you shed some light on what the hell is going on here?
Yeah, because we don't know. We just know you're hospitalized or something.
Uh-oh. I think it's not working. Are we not working, Chris? Are you there? Oh, yeah, wait. There you go. I got you now. I'm sorry. I had Block Talk muted. Talk to me.
Oh, it's all right. Hey, guys. Great to talk to you. It's been a while. We've had a bit of a turn for just some freak reaction to something. I don't know. I started with a huge growth on my neck. I actually just today posted some pictures to let y'all know what's going on. And some of the CT scans have shown that I have a severe amount of fluid down my spinal cord that's both infectious as well. And we've been trying to battle it with some of the antibiotic. And And, well, you know, I've had some good days. I've had some bad days. And I've progressed to have a bit of a severe allergic reaction. I was sent home with a bag of IV and stuff. But none of the injuries or none of this injury stuff is like related to, like you were saying, that's like some kind of like soft tissue or anything. It's an infection that's obviously bringing my body down to a halt, and causing a lot of different things. But we're hopeful that if we can get, you know, the antibiotics pumping again, which I don't know if we can, but at least get over the severe allergic reaction, then maybe we can see what is left of the infection, how to treat it. There's no explanation as to why or where the infection came from or how, but the severity of like the growth is kind of come down, and I'm just dealing with post, you know, medication complications. I mean, I've never had more than one day's worth of antibiotics in my system in my life, and I've been put through liters and liters, or gallons, you could almost say, of antibiotics over the last couple of weeks. So I was actually training before that. I had started training camp because I agree with you, Matt. There are a lot of preparations that need to be done beforehand, and I was already committed. I was already in the third week of my training camp by that time. But this has suddenly come and slowed me down for a couple of weeks now.
What's the timeline look for the recovery?
Yeah, what are the doctors saying?
The doctors right now, they're very hopeful that the infection is now slowly gone, and just because of the results of some of the scans, that the growth is clearly down, but it's hard to say. It's whenever my body can now clear out some of that stuff, especially because the thing that was helping me battle the infection is the thing that now has created, I've developed an antibiotic allergic reaction to. So it's hard to say. Right now we're almost kind of going week by week. So, you know, it could be next week, I could be jumping up and down and feeling good, or I could have some new complication that I didn't really realize was happening until we went through this process. So. Mm.
Well, Chris, listen, man, hopefully, you prayers know,
good vibes. Recover.
What happened, Matt?
I said prayers and good vibes, obviously, to you, Chris.
Yeah, you know, smoke a lot of weed. Let it help from internally.
Didn't Canada just legalize weed?
Yeah, I have my order a couple of bottles of cannabis oil to just calm some of the pain down, because you get these chills and it's just, you know, so I'm doing everything I can. I've got essential oils, I've got all kinds of stuff, but you know, I just kind of felt bad because every time that there was a show, I was either in the hospital or I'm, you know, taking this, and I just happened to wake up and I see the group chat, because I've been following the group chat. I just barely have energy sometimes to even just read through the whole thing. But I'll keep you guys all updated. I want to be in the card. I appreciate all the comments and the best wishes from everybody from the TVV family. And like you said, I'm strong-willed, so hopefully I can push through this and start something and get to Florida and put on a good fight with my man Marvin.
Well, Chris, again, thank you for calling in early in the morning over there in Calgary. It's still very early, so we appreciate you tuning in. I mean, I believe it's around 10 a.m. They're 2 hours behind me, I think, Matt. You know,
I'll put it this way.
Sending love and prayers that way. It does now, after speaking to the fighter, it does sound a lot more serious. And it's still kind of up in the air, you know, as to when the doctors feel he should be okay.
Well, that's the thing. Chris is right. It's one of those things where, like, next week he could be absolutely fine. And he could be jumping up and down, or something else could be happening when that growth comes down. You know, like Chris is absolutely right. You just, a lot of complications could happen, especially around the neck. So just definitely prayers, positive vibes. But
If you're Marvin, you're happy though, because you know that Chris is the type of guy that whatever version of himself he can pull together. I mean, he's already, his flight is paid for. I'm pretty sure their hotels are paid for. So, you know, he's going to be there regardless if he fights or not. So I'm sure he'll be leaning towards fighting, and which means Marvin, in his mind at least, has a weakened opponent, was the narrative you opened up with.
Do we want to have a backup just in case? You know, just in case Chris...
It's something that could be talked about. It's definitely needs to be considered, but I think it's very early. I mean, legitimately, it is April.
We can wait a week or two.
We're talking May, June, July. We still have about 90, 80 something.
Oh, don't count July because it's like July 5th is when we like are like fighting. Yeah, so,
but that's perfect because today's the 7th. You see what I'm saying? So it's still technically like 28, 30 days, per month. So it's like you could get it together. You could get it together. I mean, look, it's a title opportunity. Remember, this was for a vacant title. You know who's upset? I'm upset that now I don't get a fucking unification. You know what I'm saying? Because I was waiting for a champion to arise out of this so that to see if I could possibly get a fight.
Why don't you AJ Klitschko it and put a vacant belt on for a unification with Klitschko?
Nah.
That be Marvin.
Nah, I don't do that.
Oh, let me go. You guys have sparring history just like Klitschko and AJ did.
Ooh.
I'm just saying it. When you're the A side, you can do things like that.
Listen, no, I know when you're the A side, you can do things, but when you're the A side, you also know things.
And you also don't want to fight.
You also know things. And you know there's certain people, similar to AJ, certain people want certain fights. Like, do they want to fight? Yeah, but they want certain fights. So, it is what it is. What else have we got on the docket? Obviously, you and I have purchased the tickets. When exactly are you landing? What time do you arrive? I have to make the arrangements to get a sponsor so we can have a vehicle waiting in the airport. What time are you all booked for?
I think I get in kind of late, to be honest. Ooh.
What do you mean? What do you mean late?
Like late on the 4th. I think get in like 8 p.m.
At night?
Oh, yes.
Why do you always get those dumbass flights?
Think about it. I also lose 3 hours because of the time difference.
I know. You should be leaving the night before then. Like
the 3rd? I'm not leaving the 3rd.
I'm just saying like late night.
And then I get the July 4th charge because I'm being there during the 4th. So I'm going to get there during the night. It's cool.
I don't know. Anyway, that sucks. You're late. Jesus. Always making somebody drive back to the airport in the middle of the night.
Uber, dude. What are you talking about?
Whenever you taking an Uber?
I'm not Enrique. I'm not bougie.
I know you're not Enrique, but you're also not brought up in the Latin culture. Like, we don't do that. Like, what?
We don't do that.
It's like 5 cars in a household. We're going to make you catch an Uber. That's silly as hell. You know what I'm saying?
And, oh, we do have Marvin on the line before, if you want to get to the other side of the equation.
Oh, he just joined us?
Yes.
He pressed one. Did he hear all?
I believe he heard all.
Uh-oh. The tank. Man, are we still using that ring name? Even though Javonta has kind of tainted it?
Hello?
Hello?
He heard nothing, Jon Snow.
I know.
You behind the wall over there, Marvin?
Nah, what's up, man? Nah, I've been listening on Facebook. I have an issue with my phone though, but first, man, I just want to say best of wishes to Chris. I know having to deal with injuries, anything having to do with getting hospitalized, medication is no joke. But man, best of wishes and prayers. Hopefully, he recovers soon. Hopefully, he can begin training. I want to fight him, man. I feel like it's going to be a real, real good fight. And hopefully he can pull through.
Yeah, it definitely has signs of being an all-action war, some big punches going to be thrown. But me and Matt were kind of going around, you know, the thought that maybe you wouldn't mind the fact that Chris went through this, because it does give you an advantage in, you know, preparation.
I mean, yes and no. I could say I started training camp early, but because of everything that I'm going through in my personal life, it's not like I'm training, you know, five times a week, you know, going at it hours a day. You know, stuff is about to start changing because my girl is going back to work. So, I mean, I am going to be doing more babysitting. I'm going to have to be training on the weekends a lot. You know, work. I'm working 4 p.m. to 3 in the morning. So, I mean, I do got a tough schedule. I don't do no light work, that's for sure. But, I mean, I'm going to train. I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to get in shape. And I'll be ready. Obviously, I don't want a weak Chris. I want a good Chris. I want him to put a show, man.
Well, all right. Well, Marvin, man, I don't know, man. Matt, your man don't sound too confident over there. He's like, yo, work is hard. The babysitting, weekend training. I told you the betting lines might still have Chris as a favorite. And Marvin, I mean, the belt on the line, does that change anything? Or is it just the win over Chris? Is that good enough for you?
Oh, nah, a belt, of course. You know, that'd be the best thing. Who wouldn't want a belt? But, I mean, Chris is a tough fighter. He put on a good show first go around, and I think I can take it.
I know
I can take it.
Okay. What would you say is his strongest characteristic in the ring? Like, what does he do best?
I want to say come forward, but it was kind of hard to tell because Santiago wasn't really doing much to pressure him to begin with. He wasn't really coming at him. You know, Chris was just walking up down. It was a punching bag. So it's different. Obviously, I fought Cantu, which was – he was a little different and much taller. So I kind of had to think a little more before I threw my punches. But me and Chris are eye level. He's 5'11", I'm 5'10". And, I mean, he'll be a little heavier, but we're going to meet in the middle of the ring.
Well, all right, Marvin, man. Thanks for calling in, brother. You know, you stay healthy. And, look, there's plenty of blogs out there. Excuse me a moment.
Blog.
Whoa, that purple, baby. Yo, you know I haven't shared that shit yet. Shout out to the... I know some of you don't appreciate the marijuana talk. So look at it this way.
How dare they?
Look at it bigger than marijuana. Look at it that the show is that big. You know? And I bring it back full circle because... this purple is from a listener, which is amazing. You know, like I've met so many wonderful people through this show. It's ridiculous. And yeah, everyone is so talented. So it just amazes me how something always ends up being from a listener one way or another. All right. So we talked Chris, the update. We updated you guys. We gave Matt's itinerary. I'm landing, I believe it is at 7:15 or something like that. I'm always there early. I don't play no juegos.
What, 2 hours?
2 hours and 53 minutes nonstop. Got it early.
I have a stop because a nonstop flight for me was $600.
Mm.
That is not in the TBV budget.
Mm.
Shout out to patreon.com/theboxingvoice. Go support the show. So I had to get a stop in Atlanta. And that stop in Atlanta was like 2 hours long as well, man. I was like, ah, oh, fuck. But that's usually what it is. I either stop in like Atlanta or like Chicago or something like that.
Yeah, I have no stops. I took a United. Shout out to TBV Patreon, low budget. I got a straight flight. The one with all the restrictions. Like, you can't do shit. You can't upgrade. You can't ask for a seat. You don't get to pick a seat. I don't even think they give you water. I hear you get like half of a seat belt. Like,
are you on Spirit?
No, I'm on United though.
Okay.
Spirit. But it's the basic one. It's their basic fare one. And I don't care, bro. It's right there. It doesn't bother me.
Once you're in the plane, United isn't that bad. Like, people shit on United, but United isn't that bad.
No, I like United. I smoke so much, I don't even remember what was the last airlines that took me for a loop. Gave me money, but I don't even remember. I got to check my email. And you know, the commissioner of Border Wars told me to announce that it is not Patreon who made the flights possible, that it was the Border Wars participants.
No. I understand that. I'm, when I shout out Patreon, I'm saying like, go donate, go support, because then we can probably afford better flights for camp life or anything, you know, just saying.
For sure. So next topic on the agenda for this Border Wars update show is for the fighters, commissioners, all sorts of participants, whether you're a judge, a host visiting for the day of fight night or not, we want to decide whether or not we should do an Airbnb or do hotels.
You know what I vote for?
Which is?
Airbnb. Come on, man.
Me too. Why you prefer Airbnb?
We know why we both prefer it.
I prefer it for that very same reason. And obviously, I think Matt is talking about the ability to walk outdoors and be able to smoke. But I prefer it because it's more bang for your buck. I think that the exact amount you'll pay for in a hotel, you'll pay for a B&B and then, you know, probably get a backyard with a pool or a backyard with some patio furniture, you know, two bathrooms instead of one, a couple of bunk beds, you know, laundry, all that stuff. Where in a hotel, you got to pay for laundry. You know, you don't get a bunk bed. You know, there's no cool TV or Wi-Fi, strong enough Wi-Fi. Like, I mean, these B&Bs come with their own internet. It's really like being at your house. So, I don't know. I do prefer B&B. It can get tight, though, Matt. I mean, because if you're me, I'm getting there at 6. I got dibs. You know what I'm saying? It's probably in my name. I get master bedroom or, in one case, me and Doomy roomed up in two twin sizes, which, again, I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm from the bottom, you know, so it doesn't matter to me.
I'm not fighting this trip. So if I get a couch, I don't care, to be perfectly honest. Like, I'm not fighting. I'm the announcer. I'm coming as an independent contractor to announce the fight for TBV Promotions. I'm okay with that.
Flying you out, so TBV's flying you out, and they're taking care of your lodging.
Yeah, so if I sleep on the couch, I'm okay with that. I may have a bottle of Henny every night. You know, I may have a good
on your resume. This is actually on your resume. This is could go down as your second paid booking.
Yeah, technically can, huh?
Because you're being hired to commentate on a live fight, and they're flying you out.
I'm not an employee, so I mean, yeah, technically that is true.
Yeah, I mean, dude.
Oh, she has. Shout out to making those connections.
Shout out to Matt stepping it up. So that's what we want to ask the guys like Eric Cruz, Anthony Edwards, you know, Marvin, everyone that'll participate. Would you rather stay in hotels, you know, and get towel exchange every day, have your maid flip your bed? Or would you rather, you know, be back at a B&B? That's topic number two. So we obviously talked Chris and the tickets and topic. All right, boom, boom. Now we need to get to preparations. We kind of touched on this a little bit, and we gave an update on Marvin already starting his camp, but already also finding it difficult to remain in some sort of regimen or routine. And then we have Chris, who said he started 3 weeks ago and then has suffered an injury due to an infection. We know due to our Border Wars live chat that Anthony Edwards, the Cincinnati Cobra, has absolutely started. He's posted numerous shirtless pictures. The Bachelor, all you see is shirtless pictures and conversations of women when it comes to Matt and Anthony in the Border Wars chat. And then we got Eric Cruz, who's definitely at a marathon today with his wife. So that just shows you he's started camp weeks ago. I mean, Cruz might be pulling in an award for most improved because he's already at 186, I believe.
Yeah, like he's already cut what almost
all the weight. I mean, the fight weight is 185. And I think that was smart of him, and we'll take it from there. We'll start with Cruz since he is on the line. I think that, you know, see, here's something me and Doomsday don't agree with, right? Ooh. Doing what Cruz did and getting all the way down to the weight, having these 3-4 months to, you know, do your thing. Uh-oh, Coach Terrific. He must smell Border Wars. Having, you know, these 3-4 months to kind of do your thing and turn whatever body you have left into muscle, you know, turn it into a workable physique instead of being depleted from dieting and dieting and dieting to get to this weight. Now, Doomsday thinks, no, don't do that because you're killing yourself to maintain this 185. I don't believe it. What are your thoughts on what Cruz did, which is get all the way down there right now, and now he's going to do whatever he's going to do. I don't know. But if I were him, I'm at 185. I'm fucking hitting the weights. I'm just living life happy. I'm not worried about maintaining.
For Cruz, you don't have to worry about it because at 185, he's still not at his natural weight probably that he should be at. You know, the guy's what, 5'6", 5'7"? You know, the guy's pretty small. He's stocky, but he's small. He could cut probably down to what, 170-ish probably if he was in shape. So when Doomy brings it up, he's talking about like an actual pro fighter that is, let's say, cutting 15, 20 pounds for his camp. There's a timing to it. Absolutely. But also, most guys are spending the first half of camp getting in shape, cutting off all that extra fat that they put on outside of camp. So I think this is perfectly smart at Cruz. Get in shape. Don't worry about the weight. And like you said, Ness, start lifting some weight. Start adding some muscle. Start adding some of those things. You know, and then, of course, you're just extra prepared for a fight. I think it's very hard to be overtrained at this level, especially if you're not training every day. And I doubt Cruz is training every day in a boxing gym every day. At least the guy has a job, the guy has two kids and a family, so he's probably spending at least 3 days in the gym a week. That's perfectly fine, and he's running the extra days. Good for him.
I'm curious to find out what did he do to lose all the weight, because let's be honest, Cruz was about 215 to 195
dieting. Eating junk food the whole time for Zach. That's the difference, man. When you eat salad with no dressing and no cheese instead of fucking Twinkies and fair food, you know, you're going to lose weight fast.
I'm just saying, bro. I mean, I feel like he lost a lot of weight. I mean, what if he shocks us, comes in the weigh-in looking like Anthony Edwards at the scale, shirtless?
Yo, that'd be hilarious, man.
I know. Let's go out to him. We're going to Eric, son of God, Cruz, hailing from Irvin, Texas. The Ring Magazine Border Wars champ, what's going on, my friend?
Hey, how you doing, guys? What's up, Ness? What's up, Matt?
What up?
What's good, brother? Talk to us. Everybody wants to know the secret.
I just got back from go ahead.
Now, I was just going to say, everyone wants to know the secret, and especially Doomsday wants to hear this formula because homeboy's still 215. Because
he can't lose weight.
Yeah, but Me and Doomsday, we're like way off. Like Doomsday, he's kind of around his walk around weight, and me, I was just super overweight. So when Doomsday says that it's bad for you to start training, like I am, I kind of understand him, because for him to be 185 is really hard. Like he would really have to like sacrifice himself to make 185. For me, I just make a couple of changes in my diet. I work out a little bit more, watch out what I eat, and I should be at 185 like no problem. So I understand
Wait. Why are you talking in the past tense as if you're not at 185? Because what was the picture you sent me? 189, 185, 186? What weight was that picture?
Oh, it was 189. The one that I sent you about, I think, 2 weeks ago, it was 189. And I think now I should be like at 187 because I'm not trying to like make the weight from 1 week to another. I'm trying to lose the weight gradually, like 1 pound a week.
Yeah. So what are you doing? Is it like Matt said, is it all diet, or have you just attended that boxing class? Because I went to Cruz's gym, and dude, I wonder what would life be like if I did that class 3 times a week. I mean, you must have some killer win if you can do that class 3 times a week.
No, I actually haven't even been going to that gym for about a month now. All I did was, like I said, I started watching what I eat. I actually got somebody that told me what to eat, that told me what to work out on. I got to send them my weight every week, and I got to send them a picture of what I eat. So I guess having someone to hold me accountable on everything that I do and everything that I eat, that has been like the biggest change on my weight.
Damn, so you brought in a strengthening condition coach, or at least a nutritionist. Are you going to pass that information to Marvin?
Pass that information to who, I'm sorry?
To Marvin.
Oh, yeah. We're kind of working a little bit behind the scenes. The thing is, since he got a house, he moved like an hour away, so we're not able to work out as much as we did in the past. Even though it was in the park, it was still working out. Me and Marvin, we're talking behind the scenes.
Damn, an hour away.
Funny soundbite.
An hour away. Well, you know that was Matt, but an hour away, I'm telling you, those odds of Chris staying and remaining favorite continue to look good. An hour away, new child, night shift, oh, man. Babysitting duties, he said.
Yo, how is Chris the favorite?
Get him, Cruz. Who's
the favorite? If you were to match up Cantu versus Santiago, who would you have winning that fight?
Yeah, but it was the fashion. Yo, like, let's be honest. Marvin looked good, and he did a good job, but it wasn't a stoppage, right? And it was... It was
a stoppage. Neither fight was a stoppage.
It was a pretty... Matt, they wanted to stop Santiago. You could go watch that last 10 seconds. It looked like a stoppage. It was controversy, okay? There still is. It's on footage.
It wasn't controversial. Because
you're crazy as hell.
You can look at the tape. I asked Mitty right there.
You can ask Mitty why his hands are going like you know, calling it off, too. Why is he in the corner with Santiago then?
Because the bell rung.
Sure did.
Yeah, but answer my question. Who would you have in that fight, Cantu versus Santiago?
I mean, it's difficult because we've seen the fights. We've seen everyone's talent. So it's easy to answer that in retrospect. But we also didn't think that we were going to be. We also didn't think that Chris was going to look the way that he did. I didn't think that. Did you?
Right. But taking the fact that he looked the way that he did, who would you pick?
Versus who?
If it was Cantu versus Santiago, who would you pick in that fight?
It's difficult because, again, that Aaron Cantu was gassed out. That's what saved Marvin. Let's be honest. That saved Marvin because he was out boxing Marvin. Exactly. But he gassed out. He gassed out. Yo, Marvin got lucky that he had more tank. I said that in the beginning of this fight. I mean, of this show. Look, I'm not taking anything away from him because he dug deep. His fight, you know, offensively, he probably did better than me. But, you know, son, I think that Chris looked more dominant defeating Santiago. And yes, it could be argued that Santiago isn't Aaron. Sure. But I'm not arguing that. I'm arguing that Chris is more active as a heavyweight, throws more punches, has better stamina, better movement. Shit. And he definitely got better dedication. He started training 3 weeks ago. Lucky for Marvin, he got sick. Chris is one of the, you've seen him. He's one of the few Canadians that doesn't bullshit about training. So I don't know. You are just invested.
Dedication too.
The dedication that Cantu had, he told us at the barbecue. He ran for 1 week before the fight.
He was running before the fight.
Yeah. You just want to say jokes, Cruz.
Of still got Marvin, though. That's my boy. He's putting in work.
Of course. You invested. Yo, you invested. See, this time I'm not fighting. I'm on the outside looking in. I'm announcing, bro. It's about style makes fights. Listen, your man had his mouthpiece halfway out his mouth, bro. Someone hits him with the right shot. They break his jaw on Border Wars. Then he's mad. So this season, tell him whether it's the double-sided mouthpiece, because I know y'all like to blame it on mouthpieces. Yeah, and you're going to have to wear one this time. It don't matter, Cruz, that you didn't have one.
That's no problem.
It don't matter that you...
I won't drop mine.
Hopefully, because you never fought with one. That's a whole different world.
I never needed it.
But, okay, that's what you think in your mind, so you cut your tongue off. There's a reason that the mouthpiece was implemented. It doesn't make you tough because you're not using. You're going to break your teeth, if anything. But let's see how good you look with a mouthpiece in, sir. There's a reason Marvin was trying to spit it out.
It was a double mouth guard. That's what it was. It was just uncomfortable for him.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato, tomato.
That's all it was.
We don't believe you. You need more people.
So, Cruz, unification, man. Listen, we've seen Jose get the decision on a close card before, and we've seen that Jose knows how to play the game. He knows how to play the game. If anything, Jose did a Bernard Hopkins. Matt's too young for this, but Bernard Hopkins versus Chad Dawson won in Atlantic City. He got a double. He got a double out of that. You know what I mean? So what are you doing in preparation for that? Are we working for a stoppage? Are we still going to be able to see Cruz with knockout power, even though you've never knocked anyone out? But you've definitely hit people that we see them affected physically by it. Will this new version of you, slimmer, trimmer, is that going to mean a stronger version of you, or is that going to mean that you're going to do more boxing?
I think I'm still going to go for the stoppage because I think that's just my style. Like, I'm not one in there to try to box with you or anything like that. I'm going to try to stop you. Yeah, last Border Wars, I was totally out of shape. And once I had Zach hurt, it was kind of hard for me to stay on top of him. But with Jose, I kind of have to because he's going to try to be all over the place. So, yeah, I'm going to definitely try to stop him. And I think my power's there. I just kind of have to work on my cardio, which I've been doing, so I'm not worried about that at all.
Well, Cruz, let me get to some of the other participants. Want to thank you, as always, for joining in and for being a participant here on Border War Season 3. Wish you the best of luck in your unification bout. You are our main event, so we got to build you up, baby. I already have you for most improved. I mean, being what? He says he's 187. He's 2 pounds away from the contracted weight and over 90 something days. Oh, get the math right, Matt. I don't know the exacts. Let's get to Donald in California.
What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Donald? We need an update, brother. How have you started camp? Who's training you? I mean, you've always called into this show name dropping fighters. Who's going to prepare Donald from Richmond, California for his first season of Border Wars?
Okay, so what I'm working on right now is because, you know, the gym I go to is owned by Russell Guerrero, which is Robert Guerrero's uncle. And I'm thinking I might start taking a trip to Gilroy once a week because last week, Ruben Guerrero, he opened a new gym in Gilroy. And he has a long line of pro fighters. And Russell was telling me that, you know, it might be good for us to go out there like once a week for me to get in the ring and do some sparring with some pros that he got in there. And also on top of that, I mean, I got like a long list of friends who are like into the pros. You know, I was just yesterday. I mean, I don't know if you know who you guys might know who Kareem Mayfield is. He's from San Francisco. Yes. Just yesterday, I was talking to him and I was explaining to him what was going on. And I was telling him, I was like, if I could get like maybe like one day with you, I'll come through to your gym and, you know, we could work on some stuff together. And then he was like, yeah, that's cool. And then next week, I'm going to meet up with another friend of mine. His name is Troy King. Now, you guys might not know him,
But nah, he does like a lot of videos with Boxing Eagle. Okay. Yeah, so I'm gonna try to get like one day with Kareem, one day with Troy, and then I'm gonna have my other day where I'm gonna be with Russell at the gym and doing what I got doing at the gym. And then also outside of the fact of that, like at home, I got like a punch bag, a speed bag, I got weights. I got certain different types of exercises that I do to work on certain things, like work on building my arm muscle up to where like when I get into the fight, I could put out a high output of punches to where I'm working on my arms to where, you know, I could set myself up to where like when I get in, no matter how many punches I'm throwing, I'll condition myself to where my arms won't be so tired. You know, I go to the park and I run, I get on a treadmill, I run, I try to condition myself for that. So like, I don't be gassed out like too early. And I just want to like prepare for a couple of different looks and a couple of different game plans to where like, if it, and for me, I have to fill out the opponent. Like when we get in the ring, I have to see like, what is it he trying to do? Like if I get in there and he want to make it an Orlando Salido dog fight, I have to be conditioned and ready for that.
Well, wait a minute.
He wants to make it a.
Aren't you fighting Angelo Huracan?
Yeah.
But you got tape on him. You know why he fights.
Yeah. I mean, that tape is not really. Yeah, I know. But that's
he ain't
what I'm
gonna
saying.
Make it no Salido fight. Ready. No. You should Google him too. You should Google him too, because he actually, you know, fought, right? So he might have something out there, is what I'm saying. I hear that there's a vacant title. I hear that they're snatching Warren's title. He's vacating and he's gonna remain, you know, known in Canada as a one-time champion. They're snatching that belt from Warren, and it's being discussed amongst the powers that be, you know, fucking boxing politics and shit. But I've heard, you know, sources close to the camp say that there is a possibility your fight with Huracan is for Warren's old title. I mean, speak on it.
That would be good. What title is that?
I believe it was the WBO.
What title is that?
Matt, was it the WBO you lost, Matt?
Yes.
Oh yeah, it was the WBO.
Oh man, if you're telling me that, hey, look, if you're telling me that, then I that's gonna make me double the conditioning of what I'm doing. That's gonna really make me like come in more turned up. I would definitely like to get that, you know.
Yo, shout out to Cruz in the chat. He said, dang, either you stay active or they snatching belts.
Well, hey, look, you're getting stripped, huh?
Hell yeah. No,
y'all ain't playing that shit, huh?
Because look, real boxing gives you 12 months. If you're inactive for 12 months, they take your belt. I mean, we Border Wars boxing, so 6 months is good enough.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, plus you guys are doing it once a year, so it's like when that next show come up, if you ain't in it, you should basically get stripped anyway.
Yeah, or you have to have a good reason. Like if Marvin had an interim title, you know, he had a baby, he's like, look, fellas, there's just no way I'm going to get ready, you know, postpartum, all that crazy shit, babysitting, diapers. I hear you, brother. You know, we'll give you champion and emeritus status. But, Donald, like I said, powers that be, politics, we'll find out. There will be a press release and an announcement about that. Donald, don't forget, you got a 14-year-old daughter who's also a fighter. Get her behind the camera so that you can send us some footage updates and the team and fans can get a look at, you know, Donald, actually, before I let you go, because I got to get to some other participants here. We got a bunch of people on the line. Let me know, what is your, you came up with a ring name? Is it, what is it? Donald what?
You know what? I'm still thinking on that, you know.
Okay,
I'm
no rush.
I'm going to come up with something.
That's right, yeah. No rush. Get some inspiration on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. We put out a video of Jarrett Hurd and his mother discussing how they came up with Jarrett Swift Hurd as a ring name, and maybe you'll get some inspiration yourself for that. Remember, patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. We're going to go out to, before we go to the president, we'll leave the president slash commissioner, because he's a president. He's a commissioner. He's a fighter. He's a little bit of everything. So we'll leave him for last. We'll go out to the Cincinnati Cobra, Anthony Edwards, who has started camp. Tell us about it.
What up? How y'all doing, man? First, I want to shout out Chris, man. I hope he's all right. I've seen those rough looking pictures in the chat, man. I hope he's doing all right, man. I know what it's like to have infections and injuries and be on the DL list, so I already know. But prayers, man.
Oh, wait a minute. Gotta come in there. I'm just being notified again, Boxing Politics. I'm being tipped off here. Let me see. Being tipped off that Angelo is bringing two belts, putting them both up. We're going to have to get some details. Matt, see if you can't put some of your correspondence on the ground and turn something up on that, because what exactly does that mean? If Donald wins, does he take the hardware home? Because the words putting them both up in America means he's bringing both the titles. Win, he takes them home. Lose, they go to the challenger. So I don't know what that means in Canada. You know what I'm saying?
I think the Canadian promoter on the line, so we can probably do that soon.
We'll go to him. We got to go back out to Cincinnati. Cincinnati, answer that question for me, because here in America, if someone says they're putting two belts up, do you think you're fighting for them? And if you win, you get to take them home?
Shit, if they got them, I'm going to beat your ass to take them.
Like, okay. Okay.
But if you're bringing them, I'm like, ooh, so Donald is fighting?
Now, what would be the equivalent of that in the real boxing? Is that like a European champion bringing his Commonwealth belt to the States?
Nestor, hold up. It is official. Yes, if Donald does win, he gets three belts.
Oh, three?
Well, it's the WBO and the two that Angelo is bringing.
Well, I don't know. Maybe now that he's bringing his two, maybe that WBO doesn't go to Donald. I don't know. Remember, the powers that be, politics, boxing politics. Who knows? Maybe Anthony Edwards and Elias gets elevated to title status. I mean, we don't know. That's what I'm saying. Boxing politics. You don't know where these belts are going to last. Look, do you know?
90 seconds.
Do you guys know what's going to happen with Sean Porter and Danny Garcia? No, you don't. Do you know what's going to happen with Keith Thurman and his two belts? No, you don't. So we don't know what's going to happen with Anthony Edwards or Marvin or Don or anybody's belts. The only thing you know is that Ness is a champ.
Oh, I am so excited.
Nah, but Anthony, man, update us, baby. What are you doing different? And what have you started doing so far?
So, 60 seconds. Getting it hard. I mean, getting it in. Like I'm saying the other day, doing a little less distance running, add more sprinting to, you know, get the explosion game going on. I was already pretty quick and all that, but I don't want to get tired this time. Like, even though I had the dog in me, but I ain't trying to get tired this time. So I'm gonna implement a little bit of that. Something else I discovered was hot yoga. That shit is good for flexibility, stretching. It makes the muscles feel great afterwards. Epsom salt. I discovered Epsom salt. People have been talking about it, but I started soaking in it. I'm like, yeah, this shit does make a difference, man.
Wow. So you're not only talking a talk, you're freaking walk. I'm going to have to text Elias and let him know there's no games being played. My man wants to go back to Cincinnati with the jewelry around his waist.
All day. And then about the weight thing, people can do it different ways. Like, you can lose weight early or lose it at the time. I lose it early. And that's what I did last time. I made sure, because when I first started, I was like 195. And so I had to get down to 180. And so by fight time, maybe close to a month before fight time, I was already in the 170. So all I had to do was just worry about everything else. And so, you know, and this would be the same thing. I'll get down to about 170, 168. And shit, I'll be, this time around, it'll be easier. You know what I'm saying? It'll probably be harder once you get down to those last couple pounds. I ain't got a lot of fat to lose, but yeah, I'll be ready. Hope Elias is ready, because I'm coming for the stoppage.
Stoppage too. Holy shit. Those are some big words to live up to, brother.
And you know I can do it, though.
So are you bringing the same corner? Are you bringing the same corner, or are you changing anything up?
I'm gonna see if my trainer can come. I'm actually gonna switch to another gym, because his is under renovation. I don't know when the hell it's gonna be back open, and I ain't trying to wait. So But, you know, I mean, all the little shit that I worked on, I mean, that's still going to be there. I'm going to keep learning and get to learn from other amateurs and different trainers and shit. Like, I'm going to still try to work with him and shit. I'm going to see if he's trying to go, too. But, yeah, Donald, like, shit, with Donald, shit, we might see another Sal. Like, because remember how we didn't know Sal was that good? He came out looking like him and Tony G looking like motherfucking real amateurs and shit. Like, so
yeah,
like,
no, I'm expecting nothing but greatness from Donald, to be honest with you. Because way before Border Wars, he always sent me messages on Facebook, him and, you know, doing stuff, telling me, showing me his weight, because I was, you know, I was on my weight trip once I started to lose. So, like, you know, he even showed me things about the Masters, you know, for older folks to join. So, like, he's always wanted something like this, and he trains with his daughter. I'm sure that, you know, it's just gonna motivate him even more. Listen, Anthony, we're gonna wrap this one up. We're gonna get out to the commissioner, but yo, it's time to start sending them videos. I hope you got a new phone. Or wipe that lens.
Oh yeah, that'll be crisp this time. Don't worry.
Yo, so you bringing who's coming? Who's coming with the movie star here with the Bachelor?
I said, well, my chick gonna come again. She the one that really wanted me to do it again. I'm like, man, I told her I was laying on the floor after the fight. I'm like, babe, I might retire. She's like, no, you can't retire. I had too much fun.
Uh-oh. Well, at least you got the opposite of, you know, Rocky's wife. She's telling you can win. So that's a good thing, man. All right, Anthony. Well, thank you for calling in. There you have it. Anthony Edwards, Queen City Cobra out of Cincinnati. It is now time. Let me tell you something. You know, I don't know. We're going to see which one is better in terms of intros for our commissioner here, because this, I found his original, you know, but I've been giving him the shorter version. It's a little abrupt. It probably needs a fade in out or something, but we'll give him his old one.
Popping all this champagne, popping all this rosé, getting money like Jose, chain code Norway, 41 that foreplay. I'm like, no way, got a rock like Coldplay, killing it.
OJ,
getting cheese like Green Bay, call me Aaron Rodgers.
Yo, Ness, this is my song, because it says getting money like Jose. And money in my world means money, dinero. It also means wins, it means victory, it means admiration from fans, you know, kids looking up to me, women loving me. That's what it means. So that's my intro, man. So that's why it is the way it is, you know.
Yeah.
I hear Cruz on air, and I'm actually happy. I'm actually very happy because last time I went down, not going to mention names or get into anything, but I was very let down when I didn't have the matchup I was anticipating. You know, I want to fight the best my opponent has to bring, truly do. So that's why I feel bad for the whole Marvin and Chris situation. But Marvin, let me assure you that if Chris says he's good to go, the best Chris will be there, 100%. We're not going to shortchange you and bring you a Chris that's not at his best level, because we respect you enough as an opponent. And that's the type of competitor Chris is. He doesn't want to leave any excuses in the ring. So, you know, like everyone else said, we're all hoping Chris gets better, man. You know, unfortunately, as we get a little bit older, man, shit starts happening, you know, to our bodies, man. So, I mean, this
shit,
is why
it takes
so
longer for shit to heal, brother.
It does. But that's why it's important for us to be doing this, man, to be getting in shape, taking care of our bodies, you know, pushing ourselves to be fit. You know, it's a good example for the people around us, too, to see that we actually are doing good things. Right. So that's why, you know, Chris, our thoughts and prayers as well, buddy. Get better. And I can't wait to see Chris back up and running on the soccer field and then the boxing ring, right? So that's what I'm excited about, man. Cruz is getting in shape. Cruz is taking care of himself. I just want the best possible Cruz there is, you know. And if I lose, I lose to the best, you know. And if I win, I want to beat the best, right? So that's kind of my philosophy, and that's why I want to roll. I only got a couple of fights left in this body of mine, man. So I want to make sure that, you know, that I shine. And I want to make sure the victories are nice, right? So Cruz, bring all you got, brother. I'm excited. Cruz sends me updates all the time, too. I do to him. And I think it's going to be a war, man. I think it's going to be two people who highly respect each other, but ultimately hate to lose. and will do anything possible to get that W. So, I mean, it's going to be one of those fights, man, where we're friends and stable mates, and then it's war for 6 minutes or for however long it lasts, right? So that's the fight talk. As for the promotion, I do want to announce that Angelo Huracan Habib will be defending both his belts that he's won in, we call it the Redemption Tour. After he lost to Cruz, he's picked up a couple of belts here. So he's going to be putting those on the line, because this is a redemption tour for Angelo. And you know, Border Wars has played a great part in his boxing, you know, renaissance, right? So
I'm sure it was the motherfucking eye-opener is what it was.
And very quickly, Jose, what about the WBO belt? What will TBV Promotions do for that?
Well, wait a minute. This is definitely an off-air conversation. We're not about to have an Eddie Hearn and Deontay Wilder, Shelley Finkel call right now.
Putting my media hat on. I'm going to start asking Al Heyman and Bob Arum right here. Is the belt going to be on the line for this fight, or is that belt going to be moved to another fight?
For which fight?
The WBO belt for Donald and Angelo Habib.
Nah, because if I don't think, I mean, look, that won't be the, yeah, we don't need, I mean, look, he's going to already have two belts. Yo, Donald would be the only guy taking on a one time as a rookie. Like, he better be happy. He don't need three. He trying to be AJ. He got to earn that AJ status. Cause you know, look, they're already going to call him a paper champ, right? Cause look, look, think about it. It's a lose-lose situation for Donald. The only one that wins here is Huracan. The only way Donald could win is looking really good, right? Because you beat a guy that essentially came here and already lost to Cruz, went on some Eastern European bum of the month tour, and is coming back to try to prove that he's back. You know what I mean? Right or wrong? I mean, that is the story that I'm seeing.
You know what? And it is. And we have, you know,
he needs to listen. He needs to beat an American. He needs to beat an American to legitimize those two titles. That's why he's putting him up, Donald. So you better not let him make a name off you, because Cruz made a name off him.
And again, that's where the promotion side comes in. And back to my promoter side. And this is why we also offered a belt for Anthony and for Elias, because we had to give them bait. We had to make that fight happen because both were unsure of taking the challenge, one for weight, one for experience. So we made it happen with the belt. So that's what the belt is for, man, to amplify that matchup. We're actually in talks to trying to get a couple of more. But just so you know, for right now, we have solidified belts for Chris, for Marvin, for Elias, and for Anthony. And Angelo has said that he's putting up his belts for Donald, too. So that only leaves a couple of fights that aren't going to be for some sort of hardware, man. So, I mean, it'd be nice for all that effort.
So what belt
work,
is Chris and them fighting for? What belt is Chris and Marvin fighting
for? They're fighting for Warren's belt. Warren's been stripped, so we're giving a Canadian a shot to win that belt. You know, Warren had the chance to convince Matt, you know, and Warren didn't do it. Warren didn't do a good enough job. It's not only good enough to be a champ, but you also got to be able to sell yourself. And Warren has been reprimanded for that internally on our team. And he's going to have to make his way up the ladder again, man. So that's it. The belt goes to Chris now, man. That's how it is.
Damn,
we don't play
Matt.
Games here in Canada.
Damn, no, Matt.
No, that's a roadblock for the rematch right there. That's what that is.
Nah, because it's better for both of y'all to get a rematch without a belt. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no. I wanted a rematch for that belt, man. And TBV Promotions and the sanctioning bodies did not allow that fight to go through.
Of course not, because you wasn't serious about training.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you who is serious, man. The Border Wars participants, because we've already gone up. We've already fronted the cost for the tickets for our announcers. We're going to be talking to Mickey, solidifying his cost, getting that in play. And we're serious. The guys that are participating, so people that are listening, this is going to be a serious promotion. Next week, we're going to start officially. Training camps will commence with obligations of footage to be submitted. So along with the talk, you're also going to be able to start seeing some video proof too as to what everyone's doing, right? So just so you guys know, we do appreciate Matt and Ness, you guys giving all your time, energy, and focus to this. And we promise to deliver a show not only in July, but leading up to it too.
I actually love it, to be honest with you. It's official, man. I can't wait to see what this year is going to bring. You know, shout out to all the sponsors that have signed up and whichever ones plan on signing up. Listen, even if you got like a small YouTube channel, imagine having like Matt wearing your YouTube channel on his shorts if he were fighting, but he lost, so he's not. So just one of the other fighters. I just wanted to rub it in a little bit.
You ain't fighting either.
Well, I talked to the CEO of Ruthie's Pasteles, and they're very interested in sponsorship opportunities too for Border Wars. So, uh-oh. I mean, you know, it's going to happen. You're going to see, man.
Uh-oh, so somebody's going to be wearing some pasteles on a butt.
No, on the front, man. We're going to show it on the front nicely, man.
What do you
and
mean?
Because we're going to be wearing nice, beautiful uniforms.
Best sponsors are on the back.
Yeah, they always go on like the waistband or the rear leg. But it's all good. Whatever you want to do, Commissioner Gordon.
We'll do it. It'll be an event that hopefully when I pass the duties off to somebody else, they'll be able to amplify it and make it that much better until we finally take it to the point of being on network TV, man. You never know, right?
Almost there, man. You never know.
All right, boys, that's all I got. And once again, thanks to the two of you guys, and thanks to all the participants, man.
Right. Peace. And really quick to everyone out there listening that will be watching this in the future, present, or past, doesn't matter. Just know that this, like last season's Border Wars, which you can catch the epilogue free on YouTube, it's doing quite well. People are enjoying it. Drop us a comment there. You can check it out, and you'll just see the cinematography, is it, Matt, of the video, you know, and how well it was put together. And just imagine this one times 10, because if all goes well, we'll have sponsored Everlast uniforms, so everyone will look as fly as the Cincinnati Cobra. We are also, you know, working to get our fighters brand new gear. Protective gear, headgears, gloves, and cup protector. So, yeah, man, just big thank you to all the guys that joined up. Just know you're making history. 5 seasons from now, you guys will be legends, you know, and people will be calling you out left and right for a shot. And Matt will be mad that he lost his 2 first fights.
I'm not mad, you know.
And retired.
I'm not retired. Unlike you, Ness. Hold on, Ness. Ness. When I called you up, I'm like, yo, I'm just going to commentate. I got some personal stuff going on. I can't make the guarantee that I can train for this event, right? Mm-hmm. Ness, you want to know what Ness's reaction was
What?
OMG. I am so excited.
Because then he could commentate too. So he's like, okay, I'm not going to fight either. We can both just sit out, you know? So, Ness, you were equally...
It's true, but...
You were way more excited to not fight.
It's true that conversation took place, but it's also true that...
That exact conversation, verbatim.
I'm not denying. I said it's true that this conversation took place, but it's also true that I do want to fight. I do. I wish there was footage of Alex. You know what I mean? I just don't feel that... I have to do what you do. I have to do what Jose does, you know. I have to do what all other A-sides do. Just because I'm the face of TBV doesn't mean that I shouldn't, I don't know, I guess indulge in the same, you know, luxuries of any other A-side. That simple. So being as though that, and I feel I'm the one true A-side on Border Wars, you know, that's how I feel.
You can feel that. Who was the main event?
No, yeah, I hear you, but there was no legitimacy to you. That's what I'm saying. Like, out of Border Wars.
You don't need to be legitimate to be the main event and be the star of the promotion. I'm just saying. Just saying.
Okay, Matt. Okay. I mean, out of Border Wars, this question. This question's on everybody, right? This question's on everybody out of Border Wars, but there are no questions on me.
There are 100% questions about you. What are you talking about? There's a huge portion of our listeners that think you lost the last fight. And
fucking killers, I'm a killer too. Send shots, nigga. Everybody get pop, nigga.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we out. Matt's total hater right now. Mad. I'm the only one showing Deontay Wilder power. I mean, look, Anthony Edwards could show that.
What do you mean? You haven't stopped any opponent. You haven't stopped any opponent. No, you've got a decision every time.
No, listen.
Zero knockouts. You have zero knockouts.
Okay. Okay. But I said I'm the only one showing. I said I'm the only one showing Deontay Wilder power. I didn't say knockouts. I didn't say knockouts.
No, Deontay Wilder power is knockouts. What are you talking about?
Again, that's real. Listen, again, that's real boxing. This is Border Wars boxing. I am the equivalent because I'm the only one that's gotten consistent.
A 0% knockout rate, and you compared yourself to a guy with a 99% knockout.
yo, I got consistent knockdowns.
We don't believe you need more people.
Yo, get the fuck out of here, dog.
Yo, you never knock nobody down.
It doesn't matter. I didn't say I had Deontay Wilder like power. You have zero knockouts.
But I'm not saying I got Deontay resume or knockout ratio. I said I got Deontay Wilder like power.
I have Deontay Wilder power.
Yo, I'm proving it. Like I was saying, the only one that could prove it, now is, let's say, Anthony Edwards. And even Cruz has an opportunity, but Cruz is one fight in the hole because he didn't get no knockdowns in Huracán.
But he has a stoppage, though. Oh. You don't have any stoppage. He stops that. That's a TKO stoppage.
Are you crazy? Have a
stoppage.
Matt.
Every one of your fights went to a decision.
Matt. I hear you right now that you're trying to, do what you're trying to do.
Cruz, a guy that's half your size.
Tell me you and I didn't have a conversation where I said, yo, we need to watch Cruz fight as build up to Border Wars because there was no need to stop that fight. That was fucking Canadian ass Jose. Cruz was, Zach was coming on. Whatever, brother.
Yes.
Live fight chat.
Cruz is literally the height of one of your legs. And he stopped Zach. You cannot. So, just saying.
Stay in your lane.
Come out here.
Live fight chat is all I'm saying. I say we do a review on Cruz's fight.
No.
I say we do a review on Cruz's fight. And we let the fight fans decide. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter. Reach out to Matt on his social media. Force him to review the tape live on air. Force him to review the tape.
You don't need to force me to do that. I am Matt, the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram, my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And of course, patreon.com/TheBoxingForce for hours.
Is that
and hours.
Elias?
Hold up. Oh, I don't know.
Yo, fucking lion asses.
Coming in late as fuck.
I'm only gonna bring him in just because, yo, is this you?
Yo, it's me, man. What's up?
Why you all late, bro? Why you all late?
Man, I'm sorry, brothers. I'm sorry, man. Y'all caught me in the middle. I'm actually with my daughter, and I'm getting her ready. I was trying to get on the show at 12, but time.
Well,
time got the best of me.
I tell you who's making the best of their time. That would be Anthony, okay? He's already out there doing sprints, and he said he's going for the knockout. So, I don't know, brother. Have you started training camp? Because your opponent already started. There's a belt on the line, I'm being told by the commission. So, your opponent said he's training double time because of that. And, I'm just like, yo.
Oh, and that's what I like to hear. Because I've been started training, too, as well. So, he better be working because I'm working.
Okay.
And just because he's going for the knockout, now I'm going for the knockout. So, let's go.
Yo, so what have you been doing? And where's your weight at, fatty? You lying ass boys. We don't know.
Nah, my weight is 175 right now, 180.
5-pound difference. That's about a shit. All right. So what you been doing? You started training camp. Yeah. What you doing?
Yeah, my first month been all about cardio, so far, you know, that's what I'm working on, getting that win back up. And I plan on getting stepping back in the ring starting as soon as this month over, back in the next month, sparring till fight day.
You know, it's
ring
funny.
Work, all ring work till fight day.
It's funny that you said you're working on stamina, because the Cincinnati Cobra said he's going to ensure that he doesn't gas out this fight.
Well, I'm hoping, you know, he's for sure on that, because, you know, that's fatigue is something, you know, you don't want in the ring, especially when the lion is there.
I hear you. Well, listen, Lionez, you're late, so we got to go. We're going to go ahead and leave you on that. I'm glad to hear that you're working, because your opponent is working. Last thing I want to see you do is get knocked out live on camera in front of the world. So train hard, gentlemen. Train hard. Matthew, pick it up.
Oh, yes, I was done. Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Hours and hours of extra content. Standing 8 count, overtime, untitled, etc. And, of course, hit that like button, hit the subscribe button. We're on YouTube again on Nestor Gibbs' personal account. Look up Nestor Gibbs on YouTube, and you can find the channel there. I will link the channel to the YouTube feature channel section so you guys can find it more easy. And all YouTube live streams will now also be on there for this, you know, remaining ban period. So we'll be live streaming on both Facebook, YouTube, Blog Talk, and on Skype as well, if you want to call in there. So peace.
Yeah. Arrivederci.